Hello everyone, Mark Fleming here, and welcome back to 1,000 Words. Each month I pick a photograph from an upcoming article and share with you a bit of the story behind the image. From technical information to funny anecdotes, I try and share a little bit of what life is like behind the lens and on the road with Yankee Magazine. For this month's image, I have chosen one of my favorite frames from an upcoming article about Tim Lepre, the island doctor on Nantucket. Let me start by saying that from the first meeting, I was incredibly excited about this assignment. Growing up on the coast of Maine, island life has always been fascinating for me. Needless to say, when I heard that I would have the opportunity to photograph the lone surgeon on the island of Nantucket, I was thrilled. I spent 2.5 days with Dr. Lepre, most of the time either at his office or at his home. However, the image I've chosen to share comes from my time with Lepre after his office hours, when he shrugs off the worries of his day and takes solace in one of his many hobbies. After returning home one night, I was introduced to one of those hobbies, and let me be the first to tell you that it was not at all what I was expecting. We arrived at the Lepre residence just as night was falling, and as we were exiting the doctor's truck, he told me that he had something to show me. I followed him around the side of his house, through a white picket fence, and into his backyard. There, he asked me to wait while he donned a thick leather glove and entered a large fenced area that was nearly entirely covered in vines. When he reappeared a few moments later, he was not alone. Perched on his gloved hand was a fully grown red-tailed hawk. The hawk made eye contact with me and fluffed out its wings to a span of nearly 4 feet. "She's just trying to intimidate you," said Lepre. Let me tell you, after catching a glimpse of the talons that were gripping the doctor's glove, it was working. As soon as I saw this amazing bird, I knew that I had to make a portrait of the two of them together. Since it was dark, I also knew that I'd have to bring in some lighting to capture the shot. I asked Lepre if the lights would scare the hawk, and he responded almost immediately, saying that as long as I stayed in her eyesight, I would be fine. I placed my light, took position in front of my subjects, and framed my shot. I took a few frames, probably 5 in total, but this one was the winner. This was the only shot where both subjects were looking directly at the lens. And when I went through my images later that night, I was struck by how similar their expressions are. This frame is a great example of one of my favorite parts of photography, getting to share in other people's passions. Seeing Lepre interact with his prized companion was incredible. The amount of respect that they have for one another was instantly identifiable. And again, this was not a hard image to capture, only one light in a split second. The real key to this image is timing. Being able to capture that moment when both subjects connected with the lens is what makes it really powerful. I've included technical information from the camera below, but if you do have any questions, please don't hesitate to leave them in a comment. Thank you, and stay tuned for another image and another story next month.